The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Residents in West Dublin are concerned by the rise in the number of drone flights over their homes, delivering takeaways to some of the 150,000 people living in the Dublin 15 area. Manna, the Irish drone delivery service, has been flying in Blanchardstown since June, and residents are worried about the noise and about privacy. Manna say they're listening to their concerns and they do take privacy seriously. Henry McKean sent us this report.
So that is a drone just taken off here in Blanchardstown. I'm here with neighbours who say they're noisy and they're worried about their privacy.
So I am just a local resident. I live in the Luttrellstown area. I'm in my 50s, a very normal person. I am pro-drones. I think drones have great potential to do great good. For example, for the Gardaí, for emergency services, for emergency medical support, etc. Absolutely. And there's a demonstrable societal benefit to that. However, what we're talking about here is very loud, much larger drones than anybody, say, around the country who hasn't seen these particular drones, flying constantly over your home.
So we're here in Blanchardstown, beside the Blanchardstown shopping centre, near the McDonald's, at the back of it, and we've got the ice skating behind us. The drones are there in their drone car park, or drone park.
It's both a peace and privacy issue. When you look at, you know, legislation in Ireland and elsewhere, the fundamental rights to enjoy a family home in peace and privacy are guarded in multiple laws, but they've been completely negated here. Because a private company is now being allowed to fly drones that are very loud with cameras over our private homes, over our back gardens. When our families are out in the summer, they might be out, they might not be wearing fully clothed or whatever else. And you're flying drones over women, men and children with cameras. Now, I contacted the IAA because it was bounced in that direction by public representatives. And I got a very unsatisfactory response back where they tried to bounce, and I can give you a copy of the email just to verify it. They basically said that that issue of privacy was a GDPR matter. So we're expected to trust this private company, which is a takeaway delivery company, basically. There's no great societal benefit to this. We're expected to trust them, and we're expected to trust it to fly cameras over our back gardens to see what our security arrangements are, to be able to have vision on camera of our families in their private back gardens, to know when we're in and out, etc. We're expected, but the peace issue is a huge thing too, but the privacy is a major thing. You know, when I see, you know, people and talking to neighbours where they go in out of their garden in the summer, this thing is when they hear it coming, that's not acceptable. Now, also the peace issue, we have triple glazing. Okay, we don't hear cars, vans or lorries outside. Unless a lorry is reversing into the drive and beeping, we'll hear that. Otherwise, we don't hear that. The drones are a constant annoyance in our own home.
So my name is Ian Downs, and I'm the owner, well, part owner, me and my son, of Kahuna Pops. It's Ireland's only handmade ice pop company, and we make awesome ice pops and then we sell them out to people.
It sounds delicious. Your customers sometimes have their lollies delivered by drone. Are they happy with the service?
Yeah, absolutely. It's brilliant, you know. It's from the time they order, I think it's an average about a minute and a half, 2 minutes, and then the drone drops the pops right to their door. So it's a great service. I've heard some concerns, but I mean, like, I've seen the drones take off and do the drops, and to be honest, I don't think it's any louder than a car doing a delivery. Plus, you know, we're trying to get clean up our carbon situation, so it's less cars on the road. They're fully electric. It's renewable energy. I think it's the future, to be honest.
So that's it there. We can hear it. It sounds a bit like a small helicopter.
Yes. Yeah. But of course, you're in a very noisy area. We're in beside the Blanchardstown Centre. Like, when you're in a domestic garden, that noise descending down and rising up, if it's anywhere near you, is a real annoyance. Also, you know, the IAA talked about dynamic rerouting and all this sort of stuff. That ain't happening. And, you know, I have had multiple drones going over one after another after another.
Hello, I'm Seamus Doyle, and I live in the Dublin 15 area. And I just find from this summer, when the drones have started flying over, they're going over with great frequency. every 5 minutes, it's like the sound of a motorbike ploughing through your back garden.
So you can see them in your back garden. In the summer, you might have been out having a barbecue, perhaps sunbathing.
Maybe we like the outdoor life. We can hear these things from indoors as well. We have a well-insulated house, but you still hear them from inside. But out the back garden, they're very disturbing. There's one
now. We can hear it. So it's kind of like a small helicopter. It's about the size of a dog, basically. Maybe a Labrador.
Yeah. That's right.
And it's coming to land. Not sure what it delivered, but we think perhaps somebody's brunch, maybe.
Well, they say that their most popular item is coffee. That's what the company says. Yes, so I kind of feel that this is a service that's for one person to get their cup of coffee. The drone has got to fly over several hundred back gardens.
Ruth Coppinger, I'm a councillor with Solidarity People for Profit, and I'm running in the general election in Dublin West. Well, I was first contacted on this when we were actually knocking on doors in June, and the number of times that it came up, and then the number of emails that we got. My view on it is this, that this is one company. If this company is successful in its business, loads more companies will want to do this. So will our skies become as busy as our roads? We need to discuss and regulate this whole thing. Obviously, there is a place, I'm sure, like people have made the point, delivering medicines, delivering essential items. But this is delivering food. Like somebody on Twitter was boasting how they ordered 2 lattes delivered by Mana drones. How is that essential?
So we can hear drilling behind. They're basically replacing a door on a building. And there's another hum just from the shopping centre. And that's the cut and thrust of living in a capital city of 1.5 million people. But your neighbours, your perhaps future constituents, are saying it's much, much more than that drilling. It's louder.
Yeah, I think the thing is, people have bought a house, they want to be able to enjoy the privacy of their back gardens, and they're hearing these drones. And it's only affecting some people more than others, that's the thing. It's particularly hitting, but it will affect a lot more people if more companies participate. Why are they being allowed to impact on the peace, the noise, the privacy that people want to enjoy in their own homes? And Mana have been given a license. It just seems that there's no way of making them accountable. I've asked that they be brought before Fingal County Council so that councillors can put questions to them. Well, a key argument that some people make is that this is somehow saving, you know, cars and trucks delivering, and that this is more environmentally friendly. Well, first of all, noise is very damaging to people's health and to people's environment, and we have to consider that. But there are other ways of doing delivery rather than driving cars. And then the other point is that some people are ordering 2 lattes. Like, people can actually get coffee machines or make coffee themselves. So, you know, some of this is completely frivolous and not necessary, and we have to look at other ways of getting delivery rather than having such noise and invasion of people's privacy.
Yeah, I'm Bobby Healy. I'm the CEO of Mana Drone Delivery.
Bobby, we're here at your centre in Blanchardstown, and we have a drone just landing now. It's purring away there in the background, and it's being monitored by your colleagues inside.
That's right, yeah. We have in Dublin 15 area just 4 aircraft flying at the moment, and one remote pilot manages all of those aircraft. Look, on the privacy thing, people have absolutely every right to be, you know, asking the questions like, are we flying over their gardens? Like, I have 2 daughters. If I have my daughter in my back garden, are we looking? You know, is there a privacy issue there? They have every right to ask that question. And it's our job to communicate very clearly to them that there's not an issue there. We cannot see anything when we're flying over your garden. We can't see any of the camera until we're actually at the delivery site for a customer that's requested us to be there. So, like, to your readers or your listeners' concerns, there's absolutely no reason to be concerned about privacy at all. We're flying over 150,000 people here. Not 100% of them love us. 1 in 5 of the residents of Dublin 15 have used the service and are using it regularly. So it's very popular. But to the people that worry about privacy, look, you've seen the operation here.
We've just watched a screen, and you follow it on a map like when you're basically using a sat nav,
yeah.
and it's only at the very last minute that yeah. you can see an aerial view from a distance.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit like Google Earth, but without the detail.
Correct. It's much less detailed than you'd get on Google Earth, and it's for safety. It's so that we can make sure there's nobody underneath the aircraft when we're delivering, because that'd be a safety hazard. And that's the only reason. So, and our team can see that image for about 15 seconds.
So you can't see into people's homes or
no.
into their
no.
lives?
No, and it's not recorded either, unlike Google Earth. We don't record anything. So the pilot sees it for 15 seconds and it's gone forever. We make, believe it or not, less noise than an electric car makes driving past, and many of our customers here live right beside the M50. When we're flying at cruise altitude, you can't hear the aircraft, and you only have to look at, if we fly over someone's head in the middle of Dublin 15, they don't look up. You can come to our website and download a lot of our information on the noise levels, and it's quite scientific. Like the dBs, the decibel level of our aircraft is less than a passing car, passing electric car even. And but the people still feel, because it's a different noise, so it's not louder, it's actually less loud than cars, but because it's a different noise, some people just they pay attention to it more and they're concerned about it. But the truth is, we're at delivery altitude for 30 seconds. We're flying, you know, a maximum of about 200 deliveries a day right now in a 40 square kilometer area. So the skies are not that busy. I mean, you've been here, you've been in the base for a while. There's not a ton of deliveries. And the other thing, we're offsetting all very dangerous road-based delivery in petrol cars as an alternative. Right now, there's an Eddie Rockets in there about to go to a very happy family.
Will it stay warm?
It'll stay piping hot. It's a 3-minute flight maximum. 80 kilometres per hour as the crow flies. No waiting around in traffic. Oh.
It's powering so quicker than perhaps going in an electric bicycle.
A lot quicker. Electric bicycle, a lot more dangerous too. Electric bike is great, but it's more dangerous, and it'll take, that journey is 3 minutes. The electric bike's about 20 minutes to get to the same house.
And that's Bobby Healy from MANA ending Henry McKean's report on drones in West Dublin and the residents concerned.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.